Hey, it's Ben and Kelly. Today on the podcast, we live in the awkward. We swim in the awkward. And
we celebrate the awkward.
We celebrate the awkward, yes. Including impressive ways that you've quit a job.
Yeah, there have been some really spectacular on-the-way-out-the-door moments. Plus the weirdest thing you left behind, courtesy of an alligator named Wally.
And you lend your friend some money, but then your friend doesn't do what he says he's going to do with the money.
Allegedly.
Yeah. All right. It's all in there. Today's podcast.
Enjoy.
Ben and Kelly.
Well, we have reason to, rejoice a little bit today as NASA astronauts Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore finally coming home today from a space mission. Listen, the reason their mission was supposed to be 10 days turned into 9 months.
That's a little crazy.
Yeah, they were kind of stranded.
Did they pack for that?
No. No. That's reusing underwear. That's what it is.
Yes.
Yeah, so they had been stuck for 9 months due to, you know, issues with the spacecraft. And so, they have now been undocked from the International Space Station early this morning and set to return after 9 months.
Heading into the home stretch for Williams and Wilmore, the beginning of the end for a 9.5 month mission in space.
On behalf of Crew 9, it was a privilege to live and work and be a part of a mission and a team that spans the globe, working together in cooperation for the benefit of humanity.
Staring out into the night.
No dodgery.
Safe journey home.
Look at that.
We'll be coming home, splashing down in the ocean, so that's what we're looking forward to.
I miss him so much, and I cannot wait for him to hug his neck.
It brings to mind family and all the people on the ground who support us.
I can't wait for her to come home and enjoy the beach with us.
We're coming back before long, so don't make all those plans without me.
Yeah, so...
Oh my gosh, listen to the montage to pull your heartstrings.
I know, really, really kind of cool there. I mean, okay.
What a great attitude they've had about this.
Oh,
really,
for
honestly.
Sure, for sure.
What a great attitude. I'd be salty.
Absolutely. But I could you imagine being stuck with a coworker for 9 months in enclosed space like that?
It would have just been the two of them.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, wow. Yeah, so pretty cool there. She actually, Suni, set a record for the most spacewalk time for a woman, 62 hours, 6 minutes. So there you go.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that's
kinda
a lot. It's going to take probably quite an adjustment time to get back to just being on Earth and not weightless.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, could you imagine a job that you thought was going to take 10 days took 9 months?
Yep.
Yeah, right?
So, yep, anyways. So glad they're finally getting home.
Yeah, they're getting home, they're safe, all that stuff, so that's good. Listen, the bar for comedy on this show is very low.
You're welcome, by the way, for that. You're welcome.
Yes, so we found a leprechaun for St. Patrick's Day to perform for us, all right?
We have to name him, though. I feel like at this point now he's been on the show a couple of times, it's his second appearance. We need to name him, and some people on the text line are tossing out some ideas. I thought maybe Lil Patty.
Okay.
Seamus.
Sure.
Oh, wait, Lusty Leppy.
Lusty
Lynetta says Leppy. Lusty Leppy.
Okay. All right, so however you decide to name this leprechaun took a swig of the good stuff and is going to belt out some pop songs. Identify them, Kelly.
Okay, we'll make it a little game.
Sure, sure. Are you ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. First one.
It can't be said that I'm an early bird. It's 10 o'clock before I say the word. Baby, I can never tell. How do you sleep so well? You keep telling me to live right, to go to bed before the daylight. But then you wake up for the sunrise. You know you don't gotta pretend, baby, now and then. Don't you just want to wake up, Dorka's a lake, smelling like a bonfire, lost in a haze? If you're drunk on life, babe, I think it's great. But while in this world, I think I'll take my whiskey neat, my coffee black, and my bed at 3.
Okay.
That's all you're getting.
That was kind of like an interpretation, a little poetic reading of the lyrics, more than singing, I think, on that one. But it's Hozier Too Sweet.
There you go. Hozier yes. Too Sweet. Yes. Leprechaun karaoke here. Here's the next one.
I was in a she dress the day we met. We were both in a rush. We talked for a sec. Your friend hit me up so we could connect. And what are the odds? You sent me a text. And now the thing I know, I'm like, manifest that you're oversized. I digress, got me scrolling like, out of breath, got me going like, ooh, who's that cute boy with the white jacket and the thick accent like,
I don't know when that leprechaun hits those notes, it just makes me laugh.
Never heard Sabrina Carpenter sound quite like that.
Yes. Oh. Bed cam, very good.
Okay. Maybe it's all in my head, but I bet we'd have really good bed cam.
There it is. Oh, God, there it is.
So
there it is.
Okay.
How you put me up, pull me down, turn me around. Oh, it makes sense.
I think I pulled the muscle.
How you talk so sweet when you're doing bad things that bad, Kim?
Alexis is texting. I'm very rarely speechless. This would be one of those times.
All right. Leprechaun singing the hits. Got a couple more for you, Kelly, all right?
I can't.
All right, here we go.
Through my tears.
Here we go.
Whoever's going all over town can't keep my name out their mouth these days. Yeah, they say I live too fast to settle down. Truth is, I just ain't about these games they all play. Wanna find something stronger than the whiskey. And oh, I've tried. But every time I feel her kiss me, I keep coming up empty, yeah. I just wanna love somebody who won't leave a hole in me heart.
Oh, it's that song. Love somebody. Yeah. I just wanna love. Yeah. Oh, that's Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen.
That's
yeah.
Morgan. Yeah, Morgan Wallen. Wallen. Oh my gosh. That's Morgan
Wallen. I just
wanna
love somebody.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, he's so sad. He's so lonely in that one.
I don't want me falling apart. And I'd be lucky if I ever find a something more than just a crazy night.
No. Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
The hurt.
Oh.
The hurt.
Feel it.
Want to do one more?
Oh, we should. Why not?
All right.
Oh. Now Lynetta is tossing out a little request on the text line. They want 50 Cent in the club.
All right, maybe next time.
Maybe next time.
All right, last one. Leprechaun sing the hits.
I could go and read your mind. Think about your dumb face all the time. Living in a glass house on the outside. Looking into big blue eyes. Did it just hurt me, make me cry? Smiling through it, oh yeah, that's my life. You're an idiot, now I'm sure. Now I'm positive I should go and warn her.
Do you know?
Oh, you just the angst in that one, too. There's kind of a theme.
I'm telling you.
In the selections, but that's Gracie Abrams.
Oh, yes, of course.
Oh, that's so true, yeah.
Bet you're thinking she's so cool. Kick it back on your couch, making eyes from up across the room. Wait, I think I've been there too. Oh.
And a text, I'm crying. All caps. All caps.
All right. So there you go.
And again, there less singing, is. More dramatic interpretation of the lyrics in that episode.
Oh, happy St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, boy.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, I hope he finds someone to love this
yes.
weekend.
Oh,
I
my,
do.
I do, too.
Oh.
On 99.7 DJX. Holy cow.
Wow. I got to recover from that. My stomach hurts.
I know. It's 99.7 DJX. Setting the bar time, Kelly. This is
an example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, Joaquin took the phrase quiet quitting to a whole new level, right?
Okay.
Actually managed to win an award from his company. That's why his company is in the setting the bar lane. If you can manage to make it through the day without honoring an employee for their longevity, only to realize that they haven't shown up to work for 6 years, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
So this is actually from 2016. It's going viral again. But a company in Spain wanted to honor Joaquin Garcia. He's a 69-year-old employee. He'd been working there a long time, so they wanted to honor him for working so long. Then they realized he hadn't shown up for work in 6 years and was still cashing his checks.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
And they didn't figure that out.
Well, until they were going to honor him. Yeah, that's right. So
did he show up for the ceremony?
So I guess he was an engineer and he was assigned to oversee kind of like a wastewater treatment plant. And because of the mix-up, he was still receiving his salary, which was about $37,000 or something like that. So anyways,
okay.
He's retired now, believed he was being bullied at work. And so he went to one of the plants that his company owns. And when he arrived, he found that there was really no work to be done there. So instead of complaining, which he thought would hinder him from finding another job, he just sort of stopped showing up to work.
And they kept paying him.
And so there were two departments that he worked for, and each assumed the other was overseeing old Joaquin's duties.
Oh my gosh.
And so when they finally found out, they're like, hey, we want to honor, you know, Joaquin. And so they walked by his desk and the person who literally worked next to him was like, nah, I haven't seen him in a while. They're like, well, how long's a while? A week? No.
No.
A month? No. He hasn't been here for a few years. Okay, so then they started digging and realized that he hadn't actually shown up to work for 6 years. In fact, that employee that had the desk next to him was like, I didn't really know what happened to him.
I just assumed maybe he was fired.
Yeah, I don't know.
Didn't see an email.
So the company took him to court. The court was like, hey, yeah, I mean, you knowingly were taking this company's money. So they only ordered him to pay back about $21,000, which is the equivalent
of... Wow, that's a gift.
I know. It's equivalent to 1 year of his annual salary after
tax.
So he
got 5 free years.
Basically.
Of payment.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. So the court, I guess, almost like slapping the wrist of the company too and saying, hey,
yeah,
you know, you
that's your stupid tax.
Yeah. You're paying your stupid tax.
Yep.
But anyways, how crazy is that?
Wow. That is wild.
Joaquin, he took quiet quitting to a whole new level. So, would love to hear if you've got a great, impressive quit story. I don't know if you worked for someone who bowed out a special way, or maybe it was you, but would love to hear those stories. All right, coming up, 502-795-1997. We'll do that on the way. But yeah, you're setting the bar story. So this is to companies, right?
Yes.
If you can manage to make it through the day without honoring an employee for their longevity, 20 years on the job, they haven't shown up to work for 6 years.
That is wild.
Then you're doing okay. All right. Your story's about impressive ways you've quit coming up. Some dude named Joaquin, he quiet quit by just not showing up to work for about 6 years before he was actually caught by the company he worked for when they were getting ready to present him an award for his long service.
The last 6 years in which he didn't show up.
He didn't even show up. I know. So what's the most impressive way you or someone you know maybe has quit? Terry checks in and says, the fast food restaurant I worked at had a name for this. They say they were going to get a pink lemonade. This was because guy had enough. Took off his apron and hat, went to the soda machine, filled himself up a big pink lemonade, and walked out. So after the next guy quit in the exact same way, they all refer to it as getting a pink lemonade. And they do it whenever they quit or whether it's walked or whether they get fired or whatever.
That's kind of fantastic. What a tradition.
That's funny.
It's a fun new tradition. Luke says, a guy worked with taped his resignation letter to his monitor, backdated 2 weeks, never showed up again. Mad respect.
All right. Cheyenne checks in, says, when I was in high school, my first ever job was at a fast food sandwich place. They put me on the schedule every day after school and then slowly just started taking me off the schedule until I was not on the schedule for about 3 months straight, but was still collecting a check from them.
Oh, wow.
Eventually, I called them and I said, well, I guess I quit after 3 months of collecting a check and this company not having to work a single hour. So I guess the boss was just adding hours to people who were not on the schedule so people could just still get paid.
Wow. Doing that what to herself. A nice boss.
Well, she got fired too, so.
Okay. Kind of predictable, wow. But all right.
Was like, you know what? We're just going to go ahead and pad these hours here a little bit.
All right. Got a message from Samantha. I once had a colleague on our boss's birthday bring in a resignation letter written in icing on a decorated cake.
Oh, well, yeah, if there's a tradition of bringing in a cake or something for an employee's birthday or someone like that, yeah.
Sure.
I get that.
The boss's birthday, bold move.
I know, that would be kind of awkward, would it not?
Well, that's sending a statement right there that you probably didn't like the boss. If you're the one bringing in the cake with a I quit message and icing.
Impressive way someone has quit. Jim said, when I worked for a marketing firm, I had a coworker who drafted and delivered a funny yet kind of professional press release announcing her departure, complete with fake executive quotes and buzzwords. It was pretty funny.
That's kind of great. That's creative.
That is kind of
creative. I like
that. Yeah.
John said this guy I worked with in high school literally skated out of the store.
Okay.
We worked at a supermarket. His car broke down. He had to skate several miles for his shift. Got there right on time.
Mm-hmm.
They told him he was too sweaty to work and had to go home and change and come back.
Oh, no.
They also mentioned a write-up.
Oh.
Guy just kind of said, screw that. Skated from the loading dock in the back of the store through one of the aisles and the cashiers out the front door and never to return. Legend says he's still skating to this day.
He was just like, peace!
I mean, he went through all that effort to get to work and they're
going
to come down on him for being sweaty. It's like, at least he's making the effort to get there.
Yeah, my gosh.
Wow, he should have gotten Employee of the Month for that.
Most impressive way someone has quit. Last one. Rebecca said, my coworker was told he was going to get laid off. So he knew it was coming. And to mess with him, he yelled, you can't fire me, and went limp in his chair. Two security guys had to just carry him out.
Okay.
He's like, I'm not, you know what? You can't make me leave. Can't make me leave.
Righty then.
All right. So that's good. Thanks for the stories there. It's 99.7 DJX. So let's get to feel good stories. Do this every hour throughout the morning, Kaylee Kay.
So this is one of those where I cried instant happy tears.
Okay.
Like ugly happy tears. It's one of those great sportsmanship moments. Patrick McCarty hasn't let his cerebral palsy slow him down. He's been manager for the men's basketball team for the past 4 years at Summit Christian Academy near Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
And to reward that commitment, he got a surprise at practice the day before senior night.
Who's 33? Does anybody know what 33 is? We're going to have you be one of our captains tomorrow night. Is that all right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, that they have always just tried to include him and help him. So it's just been a blessing that they have had open hearts to do that.
And it's the teamwork, the positivity, and it takes everybody to win.
When they introduced him and he came over, he gave me a hug. I started tearing up then. Everyone loves Patrick. And everyone wanted to support Patrick, and he got to have his moment, which, you know, I hope we all get that at some point in life.
That's yeah. Cool. So that was, you know, obviously his parents, the coach got sure. really emotional. I mean, the full, all of the videos of the surprise, him finding out he's not only dressing with the team, he's going to be a captain and he's starting. And then he got to make the first basket and both teams and fans rushed the court right after he made that basket and celebrated with him. It was just amazing.
Nice.
Just the great sportsmanship from both teams. And such a great moment. NBC News featured. You can find it at WDJX.com.
I feel like our listener, Jared, who we're going to get into here in just a second with group therapy, it's kind of like my parents, where I, whenever they would loan me, give me money, whatever, whether it be for a birthday or for something else, it always had a condition on it. It was always like, hey, we're going to give you $100, but would love for you to use it to buy a pair of shoes or something, you know, or use this money to do this, you know? And so I always felt this pressure to have proof that I actually used that money to do that. You know what
right.
I mean?
Sure.
And so, and part of it was just like, oh man, this is all this, it's pressure to actually do it. And then what if I'm like, I don't want to use that money for that.
You know? But and then, did you need whatever they gave you the money for?
Well, I mean, some instances it's, you know, if it's a gift for like a birthday or for a holiday.
Birthday money shouldn't come with conditions. Birthday money is just birthday money. Here, do what you want with it.
Yeah, that's great in theory.
Really?
Wasn't always the
Your
case,
birthday
though.
Money came with conditions?
I mean, a lot of times money from my parents came with conditions. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. There might have been the few times where it's just like, hey, do this. But even the ones that were very like light, it was always like, hey, you should go, you know, take your family to dinner with this. And it was always a condition.
Gotcha. So, and did you have to follow up with the proof or were they upset?
Well, and so that's the thing. It was like there was all this pressure that I had to do that. So I kind of get this group therapy a little bit feels personal from both sides. I can see both sides a little bit.
Okay.
Jared is playing the role of my parents, and then his friend is playing the role of me. Or I'm playing the role of his friend, or something like that. So, but there are some specifics that I'm leaving out, and that's on purpose.
Yes, I feel like that's going to play a part in this particular situation.
Yeah, it might. It might.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Jared says, hey, Ben and Kelly, love the show.
Thank you.
You two always keep me entertained during my commute.
Appreciate that.
I could really use your advice or your listeners on something that's been bothering me.
Okay.
A few weeks ago, my good friend asked me for $500 to help pay his rent because he recently lost his job. I wanted to help, so I gave him the money, told him not to worry about paying me back.
Sure.
Figured he was going through a tough time. I was happy to support him.
Okay.
Fast forward to yesterday, I see him on social media bragging about his brand new flat screen TV so we can watch all the big games this month. I was a little shocked, to be honest. When I asked him about it, he told me that the money I gave him did go to his rent, but he had been planning to buy the TV all along.
Okay.
So now I can't shake this feeling that I was a little taken advantage of. I get that my money technically went to his rent, or so he said, but knowing he had the cash or the plan to buy a new TV while asking me for help just doesn't sit right. Part of me wants to ask him to pay me back, even though I initially said he didn't have to. What do you guys think? Am I overreacting, or is it fair to feel used? Should I bring up paying me back? And if so, how do I even approach that conversation without ruining the friendship?
Wow.
Thanks in advance. Looking forward to hearing your take.
Wow.
Here's the way I'm looking at it. I'm sure he had a plan to buy the TV, but then circumstances changed. Mm-hmm. And then in that kind of a situation, you need to pivot and take your TV money to pay your rent and push back getting the TV, right? Isn't that what a responsible adult's supposed to do?
Maybe. Maybe that was his Christmas money from his mom. And his mom was like, here, honey, I want you to buy a TV with this.
Uh-huh.
And so,
but sometimes life happens and you need to pivot and spend money in ways you didn't necessarily want to, but you have to. That's part of adulting.
But maybe his parents are going to be disappointed that he didn't use their money to buy the TV they wanted him to.
Hey, betcha. You know, why didn't he ask his parents then for the money instead of his friends?
Maybe he did. I don't know. I mean, I obviously don't know the circumstances of his friend. All we have are Jared's point. But yes, I mean, from the exterior, it does, the optics aren't great. Hey, I want to help you out in a pinch. That's great. Here you go. And then turns around and like, hey, everybody come over to my house. We're going to watch the games.
Like, huh? You had money to buy a TV, but not rent? Interesting. So yeah, Ashley's like, money and friends can be messy. Got to expect that. Be honest. Ask for the money since he bought the TV.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I would feel bad about bringing that back up a little bit later and just saying, hey, remember that $500 I gave you? I could really use it back.
You could say that you need it now.
Yeah, maybe you need it. I think timing on that is key, because if dude doesn't have a job still or yet, maybe hard for him to just turn around and do that.
Right. Say, hey, when you get back on your feet, I could use that money back.
Part of me thinks that that is just like, okay, you know, you just kind of got to write it off.
Yeah, that's what Amanda is saying. Number one, not cool. Number two, let it go. And number three, just don't lend him money again.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like one of those, like, a tax that you're paying. And it's like, yeah, it stinks. You can't really tell him what to do with the money. Now, if he comes back and says, hey, I need $500 more.
It's like, nope, shut it down.
You could be like, well, you know, you could always sell that TV you just got.
Yes. And Lisa said, yeah, you told him that he doesn't have to pay you back. Case closed. Just don't offer him money again.
Yeah.
Or if he asks, turn him down.
502-795-1997. How have you gotten into this sort of issue, and how did you get out of it with a friend? Maybe you were the one who lent money. Maybe you were the one who asked for money. Would love to hear your story, your take on this. All right. 502-795-1997. We'll take those coming up. So our listener, Jared, lent his friend who had just lost his job $500 to help him pay for rent and said, hey, don't worry about it. You know, you're down, you know, it's good. Then turns around and sees that he bought a flat screen TV and is like,
Okay. And he's like, well, no, I did use your money to buy, you know, for rent, but I'd already planned on buying the TV, so I just bought the TV.
Yeah, so he's kind of like, hey, do I ask for it back? Like, what do I do here?
And so many people are saying, nope, you already told him he doesn't have to pay you back, so case closed on that. Just don't lend him any more money.
Shawnice, what do you think?
Let me tell you, we were sitting over here talking about it, and Jared should be straight up with his friend, and they should pay that money back. $500 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
And so if that's your friend, you should be able to just say, hey, buddy, thought you was paying for some rent. Now you got a big screen TV, and I need my money back.
I like the way you put it. It's simple. It's to the point. I like it.
Now, what do you say to people who are just like, well, that's your tax?
Because he told them he didn't have to pay him back. That's the sticky part.
Absolutely not. You told me that you were paying rent, and then all of a sudden you got a big screen TV. So my taxes are on your rent, not on your TV.
I gotcha.
That is true.
Well, Shanice, thank you so much for finding the show.
Absolutely. I want to tell you guys that I used to listen to y'all every day, and I'm so glad to get back on track with it.
We're glad you're back.
Yes.
Yay.
Thank you, Shanice. Appreciate it.
Joyce says on Facebook, she agrees, I would most definitely be asking for the money back. You have plenty of proof that this person has the money that they needed to pay their rent if they have the money to buy a brand new flat screen TV and flash it all over social media. I would make it known to them that I would never help them financially again. In this day and age, $500 is quite a bit of money for a lot of people. Sounds to me like your friend, and I use that term loosely, just lied to you and took advantage of your kindness. I'm a petty person. I'd ask for the money back and let them know that the friendship is over as well as your wallet is closed.
Now, Brian on text said, I've given money to friends and family many times, been disappointed by their choices. It sucks, but I think you got to just chalk this one up as a lesson learned. Consider this, and I don't think anybody has considered it. What if he just stole the TV?
I don't think he stole the TV.
How do you know, Kelly?
And he said your theories go way off the rails.
What if he stole it? See, he didn't use his money for anything.
Okay. Also, maybe then shouldn't be friends with people who steal. I don't know.
Well, you know, hey.
Allie says our friend borrows.
It out there.
Okay. Our friend borrows money from friends a lot, according to Alex. And then magically as things without paying them back yet. So we plan friends' vacations, talk about the vacation in front of him. And when he asked to go, we told him, oh, we didn't think you could afford it. You still haven't paid us back yet. He eventually will pay us back, and he's gone on some of the friend trips, but it also reminds him you don't get to do the fun until your debts are owed. And also puts all of his business on blast so everyone knows he already owes one of us money, so no one lends him anymore until he's paid.
All right.
Yeah.
Look, I still kind of go back to the camp of chalk this one up to, I mean, $500 is $500. I mean,
it is, yeah. Yes, but the key was that you told him he doesn't have to pay you back.
Yeah.
And you've already addressed it with him once, And he kind of explained it. It's not a good explanation.
No.
It wasn't a good use of money.
Like, your money did go to rent.
Right. Yes. You, as an adult, he should have pivoted and used his TV money to cover his rent until he got back on his feet and could afford to buy a TV. He didn't do that. So that's your lesson, not to loan him any more money.
But again,
most people are saying, yeah, you probably shouldn't ask for it back because of that.
Yeah. And let's all just hope he just stole the TV. So.
All right.
Hey, thank you. And keep us posted. All right. Happy National Awkward Moments Day. Listen, I don't normally promote like these national sort of like days, you know, but this day is supposed to encourage you not to be so embarrassed by awkward moments.
Embrace the awkward?
That's what
we're doing?
That's what it's supposed to celebrate. Because
okay.
Awkward things happen to everybody. It's not unique to just you. But looking at some of the most awkward moments that people have said, it made me think, man, I live my life in awkward.
You do. You have kind of translated into a career.
So I will say probably one of the most awkward things that a moment that lives rent free in my brain is working with someone. This person wasn't a work colleague. I think it was someone who I was with like one of my daughter's school, and we were around them for a long, long time and years, you know, years. And it had never been a thing where I kind of remembered their name.
And you got past the point of being able to ask them.
Yes, of course.
Remind me of your name.
Right.
Which basically is like the second time you see them, right? That's kind of the limit for that, right?
Yeah. It's like, oh, I'm so sorry. You know, I had a brain fart. What's your name again? Yeah. So
you let that go on for years?
I let that go on for years to the point where I had to recall their name and I couldn't. And they looked at me and said, you don't know my name, do you?
Oh!
This lives rent-free. And I wish I could tell you their name now.
You can't.
But I can't.
Come on now. There wasn't anyone else you could have asked to. What is that?
Usually my wife and I have like a little system that we figured out that if one of us doesn't know the other person's name or something like that, we will make sure that the other person knows that, hey, you know, you gotta fetch it or say their name out loud, like, oh, Kelly, nice to see you again.
Right.
Something like that.
But then what if you both don't know? And then you have to seek someone else out that knows them to give you that information. And you never in years, you never sought anyone else out that knew that person too.
It was like one of those things where, you know, I would see them, they would say my Ben. I'd be like, hey.
Hey, how are you doing?
How are
it's
you?
Good to see you again.
You are looking great. Have you done something with your hair?
How have things been for you guys?
Yeah, exactly. So I, you know, it was one of those casual acquaintances and things like that. But over the years, it just snowballed. And it's like every year it was like some, you know, I'd see him a handful of times each year, and every time it would come and go without their name being said.
Sometimes, it's always awkward if you're supposed to like introduce them to somebody else. Like if somebody else joins them, the proper thing to do would be to introduce them to who.
Well, that's how
friend.
It all came to a head, Kelly.
Yeah.
And they were like, you know, I was introducing them, and yes, exactly. And I'm just. Like, and no, usually I'm pretty quick on my feet with that sort of thing, but I was literally speechless. So, anyways, that
did
lives,
you just like, I just had a brain fart. I can't even believe that I forgot your name.
I just
blow it off like that?
I just kind of like shook my head and was like, and the other person was like, hi, I'm, you know, and the other person was like, you don't know my name, do you? And they called me out. And so anyways, lives rent-free.
I was like, I just had a minor brain hiccup. That's it.
Yeah, that's all it was. That's
it's
all
just a brain hiccup.
Remind me of your name again.
I've known it all these years. Come on. We've known each other for years.
Years.
Of course, I just had a little brain hiccup because, you know, I'm getting that age. That's what you could do.
Another person mentioned gossiping. When I'm gossiping about someone over text and then I accidentally text the person I'm gossiping about.
Oh, my gosh!
Have we all done the screenshot a text message and then send it to the person that you just did?
I mean,
have we all done that? We've all sent that, right?
The wrong text to the wrong person, but not like talking about anybody. It just wasn't intended for them. But oh my gosh.
Shoot. Yeah.
Oh, you have to check and recheck. Who are you sending that to? Email, text, any of it.
Yeah.
Check, recheck.
Yeah. Another person said, clogging a toilet at someone's house when you're a guest and you can't find a plunger.
Have you done that? I feel like you've done that.
I mean, I clogged the toilet, the Pope's toilet in the Vatican.
That's what it was.
That's what it was. Yeah, that was.
I remember there was a story. We made a promo out of it.
There was a recent story about that where I clogged the Pope's toilet.
Yeah, that's fun. That's fun. At least the Pope didn't know it was you. It's when you're the only culprit it could be.
Yeah.
That's when it's really awful.
Yeah.
Really bad. Telling a joke, nobody laughs.
Right.
Sure.
Right. Forgetting someone's name. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Gosh. Oh.
Hearing a recording of your own voice. Awkward.
Well, we have to do that every day.
I was going
to
say, that is literally us.
when I'm putting the podcast up and editing that down a little bit, I'm listening to us every day.
Are you embarrassed? Do you feel awkward?
No, I think for the most part.
You've gotten over it.
I've gotten over it. Yes, it's more clinical for me.
Yeah. Yes. You're like a surgeon, Kelly.
Yes. I'm going in there. I'm dissecting. I'm polishing. Maybe sometimes we can't find our words. I'm tightening that up a little bit. Just perfecting.
Jen rolls in and was like, hey, feel ya, Ben. I have friends I've known for years. Still forget their names. Yep. Katie says, so I called my husband's friend's girlfriend Giggles. They've been together for years, but I just can't remember her name.
Just give them a nickname.
Yeah.
That will make them feel like, you care that much about me. You've given me a nickname. Yeah. That's sweet.
Anyways, happy National Awkward Moments Day. Understand that it's okay.
We all have those moments.
Everyone has those moments. Some people are just awkward, like walking awkward people. And
tripping, falling, stumbling in public. Yes. Yes.
Oh, right.
Oh, I remember doing that in college.
Yeah.
In front of like hot guys.
Mm.
Dang it.
Mm. The worst is when you do that and you actually injure yourself. I did that when I was ice skating one time when I was in high school. I remember and I slipped. I fell forward and I cracked my chin on the ice and I had to get stitches. But like I pop up and I was like, I'm okay. And I'm like, I have a concussion. I'm like, I'm okay. I've got blood dripping down my chin.
Gosh.
And everybody's like, are you okay? And so it just makes it that much worse.
Right.
When everybody tries to come over and like see if you're okay, but you're like extremely embarrassed that you just did that. So anyways.
Well, we were at Tom Sawyer Park a couple of years ago. We were shooting video, all of us, and I was on my daughter's hoverboard.
Oh, yeah,
and remember when I fell?
That's right.
And I mean,
you, like,
I
hurt
was
your
just
wrist,
like,
no,
that's fine. I really hurt my wrist.
Yeah, like, you did.
I was really injured.
All right, well, happy National Awkward Moments Day. Embrace it, all right? Time for a feel-good story. We do this every hour throughout the morning, Kelly Kay.
Now, this is, at its core, just an awful story about bullying. Mm. Steve Hartman of CBS News showcased the story of 10-year-old Hunter. He had some rainbow glasses. He's autistic, loves muscle cars, and loved his rainbow glasses. But they were the reason behind an older kid bullying him.
Mm.
To the point now where he hated his rainbow glasses.
No.
The older kid went so far as to say some really awful things to Hunter, suggests that he takes his own life. Hunter took that literally. Yes, his mom intervened, and he ended up spending a couple of weeks on the psychiatric floor at the Children's Hospital there in Birmingham.
Mm.
So his mom wanted to show Hunter, you know, as he was being released, that there are good people and joy in the world. So she just put this little post out on social media with a small ask.
So if I can get 4 or 5 cars to just come down my driveway when he comes home. That would have been more than enough for him. That is not what we got.
Cars all the way from North Alabama to South Alabama, they literally had to shut down downtown.
They shut down downtown. Yes.
He was, oh, there's my favorite person. There's my other favorite person. We're running to everybody.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's so amazing because a restaurant owner named Sergio saw the post, put a call out to car clubs who showed up in droves, about 1,500 cars and new friends showed up. They had to shut down downtown for the whole thing. And now Hunter proudly wears his glasses. Mm. Hopefully the bully was dealt with as well. And just, a big example of how dangerous and awful bullying is. Mm-hmm. So, you know, talk to your kids about that. You just never know what someone else is going through. And when you say just awful things like that, it can have serious repercussions. So glad this worked out the way it did. You can see the full story at WDJX.com.
Wait till you hear this random thing that was left behind in a motel. It's from the Up North Live news crew.
Take a look at this video sent in by a viewer of an alligator in a room at Pine River Motel. The Sheboygan Police Department says motel staff found the alligator named Wally.
Ah, Wally.
Oh, it's Wally. He's got a name.
Yeah, Wally the alligator. Yeah, he's just chilling out there in a motel room.
Friday, while cleaning the room after somebody checked out of the motel. Police found that Wally's owner had been in town to conduct assemblies with elementary school children.
Okay, so this person that was staying at the motel was there with other exotic animals and whoops, forgot one.
Forgot Wally. Hey, he's a show alligator for science.
How do you forget an alligator?
Yeah.
This isn't. Okay, so this isn't like a 20-foot alligator, but still.
No, it's 3 foot, but still, yeah, it's an alligator in Michigan.
Right!
Yeah.
unusual. How do you forget an alligator? So the police got back in touch with the guy. The guy was like, oh, I knew
he. I thought Wally was with me.
No. He was like, no, I knew he was missing, but I just didn't know where he'd gotten off to.
OMG, and so they, seriously?
Yes, so they reunited him with Wally. So the story ends in good news. Just sitting there going, that is not like leaving.
We need a better handler for Wally.
That's like not leaving your cell phone in the back of an Uber, right? It's an alligator.
Yeah, you should probably be keep a close eye on Wally the alligator. He sounds pretty important.
Yeah.
What the heck?
So wanted to pivot into the weirdest thing that someone or maybe you have left behind either at your work or at a, at your house that you just bought, something like that. So we'll take some of your stories coming up. 502-795-1997.
Hopefully you didn't leave Kevin behind.
I don't know. Yeah.
Kevin!
Yeah. I don't know if you can beat Wally the alligator, but we'll take some of your stories coming up next.
Would have been really perfect if the alligator's name was Kevin.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. All right. Those stories next. So what's the weirdest thing someone has left behind, either at the house that you just bought or maybe at your work? Maybe it's not quite this level.
Alligator in a room at Pine River Motel.
Yeah, maybe you didn't leave an alligator in your motel room.
In Michigan.
Yeah.
His name's Wally, not Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
would be perfect if his name was Kevin.
Right. Meredith checks in and says, I worked at a large theme park one summer, so lots of strange things were left behind. I think the weirdest was definitely a chest x-ray.
A chest x-ray.
So why are you taking a chest x-ray?
To an amusement park?
right. That's my question.
Okay, maybe they thought it would melt in the car.
Gosh.
Was it warm? That's really odd. Okay, so Jenna says, we bought our house 4 years ago from a very eccentric couple. The wife actually left a fairy scavenger hunt around the house for our young girls.
Aw.
There were tiny keys laid around in different spots with little crystals, and the keys went to a little fairy house with four different doors and a fairy treasure in the house with bigger crystals. It was really made the transition magical for the girls. That is so adorable.
That's That's kind of adorable.
That's really sweet.
I thought we were going to get like some really random stuff, and then all of a sudden
we were going off in a much different direction.
No, I know exactly. Annie said, Ben will understand this. I left my solo dress at a hotel once after a fesh, which that's a solo dress for Irish dance. It's those really blinged out, like ornate dresses.
Those are pricey.
Very pricey. Yes. Hopefully, Annie, you got that back. That's for sure.
Oh, my goodness. David, the movie theater I worked at, someone left behind a catheter bag, a full catheter bag.
Okay, so those of you who don't know what that is, that's like for
pee pee.
Yeah,
poo-poo? Pee-pee?
Yeah, pee pee.
Pee pee.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, in a movie theater.
Colostomy is poo-poo. Yeah,
No.
That is a sanitary problem. That is a hazmat situation, I feel like.
Not in a theater.
Oh, I'm suiting up. I'm putting gloves on. I'm Lysoling the whole thing. How long do we have to clean a lot, right? After that, right?
Weirdest thing someone has left behind. Sarah said their 10-year-old cat. Aw. A couple was moving, and they told us they couldn't take her with them, and they would take her to a shelter unless I wanted her. So I got the cat, too.
Well, okay.
I guess
that's good news.
I was going to say, that works out.
At least they didn't just, like, abandon her. They told her, listen, we can't take her.
Oh, my gosh.
Randy says, while working in the attic space of the room over the garage, which apparently was the previous owner's older son's room at one point, I found a stack of pictures of himself, as in all of himself, hidden under the insulation.
So he was...
That's awkward.
He was snapping nudes?
Sounds like
it. Is that what we're getting at?
Sounds like it.
Was it the... It was the son?
Apparently.
Oh.
Yeah, it was the older son's room at one point.
Weirdest thing you've left behind. Aaron said, not weird, but definitely a holy crap moment. My fiance, now wife, and I were in between houses for a week, so we had to stay in a hotel. We already had the wedding rings, so we put them in the safe. Oh, I already know where this is going. Checked out of the hotel, realized a day later that the rings were still in the safe.
Oh, no.
Luckily, we were able to get them back.
Oh, thank goodness.
Dang.
Okay, thank goodness.
Oh, gosh. Elizabeth said, I worked with someone who was a security guard at the UPS hub.
Yeah.
She showed me an x-ray of someone with an adult toy in their work bag coming through the check-in. Listen, that's not leaving anything. That's packing and preparing for a trip. All right, Elizabeth?
Exactly.
Let's not shame them for packing and preparing for a trip. They didn't
different category.
Leave it anywhere.
Yes. Okay. I get that it's interesting. Missy said, I worked at a movie theater once. Remembered finding an empty bottle of Fireball with a straw and their teeth.
And I hang the teeth out here to have some Fireball.
Someone noticed that? Like, I feel like I'm missing something. Am I missing something?
Fireball. Oh, shoot. That's funny. Good stories there.
Oh, wow.
On
99. Let's keep track of our stuff, friends.
Yeah, right? I don't know if we've got any more. You can. 502-795-1997. Weirdest stuff someone's left behind. Couple more. Random weird things someone has left behind for you to discover, you know? Got a text from Shelby said, I found a pay stub from the 60s between my walls when I was remodeling the house.
Oh,
that's
kind
of cool. Like finding things like that, the history of things.
Yeah, in old houses.
Yeah.
That's always fun.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I remember when my dad and I were remodeling his bathroom. We opened up the wall, and not only did a bunch of razors fall out, like discarded razors, which, you know, back in the day, you know, those medicine cabinets, they would have these little slots in the medicine cabinets to say, dispose your razor, your used razor. And all it would do was fall between the studs of the wall. It would just,
oh, wow.
They would just fall into the wall and like out of sight, out of mind. So anyways, we opened it up and all these razors came out, but then also, some newspaper from like the 60s, same deal.
Yeah. That's old time capsule right there.
Yeah. That's kind of interesting there.
Realtor Keith says, in my previous profession of law enforcement, I received a call of an animal left behind by a previous tenant.
Mm-hmm.
It was found by the owner. He went back to check out the property. Upon arrival, we learned it was a snake.
Mm-hmm.
A 9-foot python, not in its tank, just roaming the apartment. My partner arrived and handled it, picking up the python as I covered, because I was not picking up that joker.
Right. Got another message from a listener. Found an entire skeleton in the basement of a house I bought. It was a research skeleton I discovered, but still freaked me out.
Well, sure. Like, did I just find a body?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Another person. I work in hospitals doing video production. I once found a bottle of maple syrup in the equipment room of some cardiac catheter labs.
What? That's bottle interesting.
So random. So random.
All right.
Another.
Found underwear, socks, and pants lying on the ground the other day in a movie theater.
What were you doing in there, sir or ma'am?
Sir. And did somebody leave without pants?
Yeah.
I mean, you would notice that, right?
Right.
It feels a little breezy out here.
It does. All right, last one. We'll wrap it up. Amanda said, at my daughter's elementary school talent show, some parent left behind 3 empty beers. Like, how bad at singing was their kid? LOL. All right. That's funny.
That's hysterical.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you for the stories there on 99.70JX.
It's about time news.
Yeah. So we'll get to all that coming up on 99.70JX. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.70JX. All right. Time for a setting the bar story.
This is a don't do that.
Yeah. So look, always good to remember, especially when you're visiting a different country, you're a visitor. Treat things with respect. But if you can manage to make it through the day without mooning one of the great wonders of the world, then you're doing okay.
Why are we mooning one of the great wonders of the world?
Eh.
Just to say you did it?
So,
a
couple Japanese tourists were actually in China, and they were on the Great Wall of China. And they thought, you know what's going to be fun? Snapping some photos of us bare butt on the wall.
Bold move.
Yeah.
Considering where you are, bold move.
So the guy, apparently, he dropped his drawers and his lady friend took the photos.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, oh, it was just a prank. But immediately there were security guards that found them. And it is against China rule to expose anything below the waist in public.
China has much more stringent rules about everything.
Yeah. So those two from Japan, not really sure if they like thought, oh, we'll just do it quick, get away with it. Or if they didn't know the rules, but ignorance does not mean you're innocent, you know?
Oh, yeah, they probably knew the rules. They're probably just trying to get TikTok famous.
Maybe. But like they said, like I said, they said, oh, it was just a prank, wasn't anything serious. But, you know, hey, try explaining that because they were deported.
Oh, wow.
They were deported from China. So, again.
Well, and there's another story, too, kind of in this same vein. Did you see the influencer that picked up a baby wombat on the side of the road in Australia?
Yeah, we talked about that.
And got herself kicked out? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, we talked about that. Yeah.
It's a bunch of tourists acting badly. Like,
yeah.
Know the rules.
Know the rules or just respect the other countries that you go to.
Exactly.
I mean, so there you go. A little setting the bar there. If you can manage to make it through the day without getting deported for mooning one of the great wonders of the world.
Yeah.
Then you're doing okay.
It's not worth the online clout. It's not.
No.
It's not. In fact, that could even make it worse.
Yeah, that's your setting the bar story on 99.70JX. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.70JX. How about a quick, stupid fact of the day? You good with that?
Sure.
All right.
Let's do some learning.
Quest for education, knowledge. We find random things we think are interesting and bring them to you. Yes, we are going to go to the Animal Kingdom for this.
Of course. We're either in space or we're in the Animal Kingdom. That's really the two lanes we're ever in.
Thanks to Finding Nemo, we kind of know more about the fish world, right?
Sure.
And puffer fish are a fun little animal that we've seen where that's part of their defense. They like puff up, right?
Fish are friends, not food.
So I guess it didn't really occur to me, and so you're probably going to go, well, duh, Ben. This isn't stupid fact of the day. It's a stupid Ben fact of the day.
Okay.
But puffer fish inflate themselves not by sucking in air, but by sucking in water.
That would make sense.
Wouldn't it, though? But I'm sitting there going, oh, well, obviously they're just like, boom. And they suck in air. No, that's not the case. They can't suck in air. They're underwater.
Exactly. Oh, wow. It's really magical, though, that we can all be here for you connecting these dots.
Wait, would you have been able to connect those dots had I not already spelled it out?
I feel like we already assumed that, didn't we? If they're underwater.
Yeah, but you say puff, like a puff of air. They just go boop.
Sure, but they're underwater. And fish breathe with gills. They breathe with
the
water.
Okay, so again, Kelly, the way you're saying it and the way you're talking now.
My condescending tone.
Makes it like it should have been obvious for me. And and it shouldn't.
Didn't we all know that?
It shouldn't. Obviously we didn't, Kelly.
There's a reason why they're gasping when they're out of the water. Like, that's not how they're built. Have you seen that? They can't breathe because they need to be in the water to breathe. That's how they're built.
So they suck. They don't puff. Whatever. 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 This is stupid. I knew if I exposed this and was a little bit more raw that it would come back to bite me. That no, Ben, obviously everybody knows that puffer fish suck water in, not air. You're dumb.
Maybe there was somebody else that just learned that too. And I think it's great when we get to be here to witness the light bulb turn on for you. That's great. Okay. What a moment. All right, whatever. We can all be here for that.
We're moving on. That's your stupid fact of the day on 99.7 DJX. For everyone. It's everyone's stupid fact of the day. I'm not clarifying it by just saying it's my stupid fact of the day. I'm saying it's everyone's.
All right.
All right. It's 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX. Too many reminders. Of our little leprechaun friend.
If you're drunk on life, babe, I think it's great. But while in this world, I think I'll take my whiskey neat, my coffee black, and my bed at 3.
So many reminders.
I'm going to miss him.
Oh, I'm going to miss that little guy.
But listen, you can relive his greatest hits on our YouTube channel, on our Instagram reels. His greatest hits can be found right there forever. You can watch them incessantly, as I have.
You could do that.
You could.
Which by the way, I love when we see that some of our videos, they're like, people are like, only like 45% like versus dislike. It's like, who's disliking this?
Come on now.
They're like, that's
why you gotta just scroll on. Why do you have to give us a dislike?
I don't know. Maybe it's offensive to leprechaun culture. Who knows?
It could be. Because someone's offended.
If you missed anything from the show, you can always catch up on the podcast. WDJX.com. We dove into a lot of different areas, like impressive ways people have quit their job. The judgment of loaning someone money and them not using the money for what you thought you were loaning it to them for?
Well, yes, what they said they were using it for, and then you see something else pop up, and you're like, huh.
Yep, the awkwardness, just today is National Awkward Day, which is all about embracing the awkward, so that's pretty fun. And then some random things people have left behind and things. So, you know what? An area that we never went down... like almost like an adjacent tangent of the random weird things that people have left. Like maybe tomorrow we can get into random things that people have left inside someone.
Oh,
like in like surgeries or
not immediately or, got aggressive.
Like scissors. Whoops.
Ooh. Yeah, there's plenty of x-rays if you want to just Google that and be able to find a lot of those stories.
What else, Kelly?
Check out the website. They just dropped Happy Gilmore 2 trailer. You see a little bit more than what you've seen before.
There's some cameos. There's
a ton of cameos.
Yeah, I was gonna say, there's a bunch of cameos.
Yeah, some of golf's biggest names have significant roles, like a lot of dialogue. And then you'll see a little Ben Stiller pop up, which I think was a surprise.
Nice.
And yeah, it looks pretty fun. It's streaming on Netflix July 25th. You can see the trailer at WDJX.com.
All right, guys. Have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk about